Will beauty save the world? This is a line from Dostoevsky's famous novel, The Idiot, which line has since been popularized by attributing to the author the maxim, beauty will save the world. With this maxim, Dostoevsky is mistakenly said to be asserting that by focusing on the beautiful things of God's creation, the world can be saved. Yet the context surrounding this misquoted saying that beauty will save the world points to something quite different. Beginning in chapter 7 of The Idiot, the central character, Prince Myshkin, is shown a portrait of a strikingly beautiful young enchantress named Nastasia Filippovna. Now, it's an older woman who shows this portrait to the prince, and this woman holds Nastasia in contempt because she allowed herself to be seduced by a wealthy suitor, leaving her moral reputation marred and tainted. The scene unfolds with a disquieting opening dialogue. "So, dear prince, do you appreciate this kind of beauty?" the older woman asked Prince Myshkin while holding before him the portrait of the enchanting Nastasia. The prince replies hesitatingly, "Yes, that kind." He halts and then adds, as if talking to himself, "In that face, there is much suffering." The woman responds in a jealous rage, "Beauty like this is power. One can turn the world upside down with this kind of beauty." And it is exactly this kind of beauty, a worldly beauty, that Dostoevsky demonstrates that rather than saving the world, will instead destroy it. It is another kind of beauty, Dostoevsky suggests in later chapters, the beauty of the Russian Christ that will save the world. Today, we witness a destructive worldly power via frightening political developments, which do, in fact, injuriously impact on our personal lives and freedoms. Just last week, the worldly powers of Washington, led by Zionist Jew Carl Levin, head of the Senate Committee for Armed Services, passed the bill S-1867, the National Defense Authorization Act. This bill authorizes the U.S. military to arrest without formal charges and imprison indefinitely American citizens, stripping them of any recourse to legal defense. You see, we are all terrorists now, and the U.S. military could very well use U.N. forces and soldiers with a gripe to do their dirty work. And this is why worldly beauty, worldly power, now in the hands of Zionist Jewry, will not save the world, but rather will and is destroying it. From a human point of view, as Dostoevsky enigmatically suggests, it is beauty tinged with suffering that cries out to be saved. But from a divine point of view, as Dostoevsky underlines, it is the beauty of Christ, his acceptance and transformation of his marred creation that redeems our sufferings, whether caused by our own mistakes or by the evils of others. Will beauty then save the world? Yes, properly understood, absolutely and entirely. Indeed, beauty will save the world.